what is the most important thing that I should do if I want to move up to the senior executive service?
I'd actually say there's really a couple of key things if you really want to move up. One is really to do your homework, and I know that's an easy place to start, hopefully an easy place to start, but you really have to understand what the executive core qualifications are that agencies and the executive resource boards and the qualifications review boards, you know, the alphabet soup is really going to take into consideration in both the recruitment but also the selection process of the SES. So become familiar with really what they're looking for, and again, those core competencies or those core qualifications. If you don't, and the reason that you got to start there, Francis, with the homework is if you understand them, then those key components, then you can begin to create the path forward for yourself, whether that be through leadership development programs, through mentoring, through the job experiences that you try to take on. But again, that's the place to start. I'd say the second most important piece as well is really around letting your agency and particular supervisors along the way know that you're actually interested in this. You know, too often I think what happens, not simply in government, but in any places of employment, is employees don't actually let their supervisors or their managers know that they're really looking to move into some certain types of management or leadership positions. They assume that their manager thinks that they're interested. But, you know, be bold, put yourself out there and let them know that, yes, you know, someday I actually would like to be a member of the SES. That actually makes a huge difference.
You talked about creating a path, and I guess that concept, as you discussed it in the doing your homework part, also fits with the letting supervisors know element, because I think there are a lot of folks, not just in government, but all over the place, that figure that somebody, that the path will make itself appear, or that somebody will help them. And everything that I read about people that are successful, they sit down and create that path themselves. And maybe their career track doesn't always fit with the way they laid it out, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. But at least there's a direction and you're moving towards something instead of just kind of floating along.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, that not only applies to SES, I think it applies across the boards, but certainly the further you go in your career, again, if you're not actually creating that glide path, so to speak, then the opportunities to be fully successful are somewhat limited. The reason, again, to bring in the conversation with your manager, your supervisor, is often they're going to actually potentially be a make or break point in that glide path as well. If they see you in a different direction, if they see you in a different light, the same type of opportunities may not come your way, or they may come your way if people know about it. So even, you know, Francis, as an example, in times of tough budget environments and everything else, or even if things aren't so tough, that, you know, if you're in line for a potential bonus or some type of recognition, you know, that's a great opportunity, again, to start moving that path forward. Is, you know, give it a second thought. Is a financial incentive that may be coming my way actually what I really need in order to move my career forward, particularly toward an SES or you know, a different type of position? Or is there some level of training? Would I rather have somebody send me to some type of course or provide some professional development opportunities that I may otherwise not get, that actually, again, help me to develop those core executive qualifications, than the financial incentive? So those are things that, again, help to set that glide path up for you, so that it doesn't just happen. You have to kind of make it happen along the way as well.
Now, your colleague John Palguda was here on the Federal News Countdown today, and we talked about the survey that you did along with McKinsey & Company and the release of that last week. And we have a story about that at federalnewsradio.com and a link to the report, and I commend it to people who haven't seen it yet. When you did those things, when you came away from this survey, did you get a sense of what people might be doing? I hate to use the word wrong, but I can't think of a better word. Maybe what things people could do better to try to set themselves up for an SES move if that's what they want.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest point that the report really looked at is the use of what we term mobility, and that can come in a lot of different forms, Francis. But really, what mobility is not having the same experience. So having and that experience is not simply the same type of job; it's actually the same, you know, different types of outlooks as well. So, you know, as leaders, as government's senior most senior executive leaders, we want to make sure that the SES really has a broad range of experiences and a broad range of viewpoints. The way that you do that typically is not to stay necessarily in the same organization forever. So some of that mobility may come even within the same agency. So you work in different subcomponents of the agency, or you work in different functional areas within there. Again, a lot of what the SES is about is not simply the functional expertise that you bring, but more importantly, the managerial and leadership expertise that you bring to the table.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. So also, I think the other piece of that mobility may be that you've spent some time outside of government, or that you've got the experience of other agencies along the way as well. So again, you're looking at problem solving and tackling the issues from a lot of different vantage points.
Do you think there is a perception, either correct or incorrect, about what my boss will think of me if I go to him or her and say, hey, I'm interested in moving up?
I think there is. I think, you know, that's one of those really difficult conversations that a lot of people avoid, because they're afraid that you don't want to look too aggressive, or you don't want to send off the flare that I'm not happy here,
mm-hmm.
or I'm beginning to look somewhere else, and by doing that, does my manager or supervisor actually write me off and not give me more challenging responsibilities and tasks? I think ultimately, you know, to my earlier point, Francis, I think that's exactly the reason you have to have those conversations, is to let them know you're actually looking to move up, you're actually looking to progress, you want to become a leader, and you need their help with that. And you need their help not only in the responsibilities, but their help in what have they found to be successful. Again, use them not simply as your supervisor, but use them a little bit more as a mentor along the way as well, to ask for help in terms of, I need your help to get there, but I want to get there. How can we do this together?
Yeah, the idea that your boss would be automatically turned off because you want to be more successful, I think, runs totally counterintuitive to anything that I've read about good leadership.
That's right. So again, you know, hopefully you've got enlightened leadership that you're reporting to, and hopefully they will get it. You know, at some point, if they are in the SES or along the way, they've probably had that very similar conversation, which is also the really interesting thing to think about, is we're often reluctant to have that conversation with folks who probably have had that conversation at some point in their career.
Uh-huh.
So they've actually walked in those shoes before. They're going to take that not actually as a negative sign that, okay, Francis is actually tired here, Francis is looking, I need to actually rearrange his portfolio with the assumption that he's leaving, but rather, how do I keep Francis motivated? How do I keep developing him? Because he's actually exactly the type of person we want to keep here at the agency and move around.